Welcome everybody to the November monthly chat for our amazing summit partners. Yes. Hey, we've been already going strong here for the last 10 or 15 minutes. For those of you who don't know, we do get on a little bit early. We're calling it Talking with Tony. I'm liking that right now because it's just me setting up and seeing you guys and hanging out. So welcome to each and every one of you though, as we get started for our November monthly chat. Mm-hmm. We've just come off of our 30-day sex challenge.
Yes.
What a win for many of you. Mm-hmm. I'm hoping all of you had
someone.
I would
say a win for everybody that participated.
Yeah. Kaylee, welcome. Richard, welcome. Yay. So all of you guys are jumping in. So we just want to just hear from you guys who did a challenge, just a win that you may have had. And then we want to take this another step is because it's November, Position Post came out. Just as a FYI to you guys, Position Post, our goal every month is to get out between the 1st and the 3rd. This month was just a tad bit later because I didn't want to send it out on a Sunday. We were running just a tad bit behind because we were also doing the 30-day sex challenge. Yeah.
So we
had a number of hours that we would be spending on the Position Post spent just with each other.
Yeah. Great. On positions, not necessarily the Position Post. Yes.
Actually, where we are right now, we just got done doing a video yesterday called 15 Gifts to Spice Up Your Christmas. And as I look over towards Elisa, it's funny because I look over and there's the wedge because the flip ramp, because that's one of our items that we talked about this year. Keep looking at it. I'm like, hey.
Because I got everything, all the small stuff I got out of the office where we record here. And apparently I forgot to take the flip ramp.
So share a win. Many of you have posted, but it's just great to hear from you guys on what was a win. So I love it. Daniel, great to hear. Out east of Pueblo, Colorado. Oh, you're down that way. Yes. Awesome area. Melissa, been married 10 years. You're doing the 60-day challenge. Woo-hoo. So have you already done 30 and moving into
another
30 right now? Be awesome to hear. Judy, awesome to have you guys.
We'll be seeing
Judy, Paul, her son and daughter-in-law.
Oh, it's a family affair. Yes. Henderson, North Carolina. Can't wait to see y'all.
Tasha, welcome. Gloria, welcome. We're just asking folks who are jumping in, hey, just share a little bit about yourself. And really, it's real quick, is where you live and how long you've been married. That's all for right now. Because we got a lot of new summit partners, and for Elisa and I to get to know you guys is really important. Mm-hmm. So just share here, wins, let's hear it. This is actually your guys' time, honestly. So this isn't about Tony and Lisa, it's about you guys answering your questions and hearing from you guys.
Okay, so let's see. Karen said we did 26 of the 30 positions.
Wow.
Melissa Ann said we finished 30 and still going.
Come on,
Tammy
Melissa.
Said 30-day win. We simply got crazy creative and connecting while separated. They just enjoyed connecting in our way every day. We were intentional. And then I saw Ashley posted.
I think Ashley said something. Yep.
I think we totaled our actual intercourse times, which was only 18. We were shocked and slightly disappointed because we thought we had sex a lot more during the 30-day. However, the connection we experienced over the 30 days was awesome. Excited for January.
Yeah.
Excited for January. And what she's referring to there is that we're doing it again in January. So for all you that want to like literally start your year with a bang, pun intended, be looking for that to come again in January.
And the actual question, they're from Parksburg, Iowa. Married 5 years. We got to see them, Ashley and Ross, in Henderson.
In Kenosha.
That's right. My bad. Henderson. Henderson's in March.
Yes.
So, Richard, Biddeford, Maine. You guys rocked it, man, during the 38. Oh my gosh. You and Lynn were just
the
awesome.
Location
and have been married almost 25 years, guys.
Yeah. These guys were all over the place,
including
their home, like all over their home, outside the car, everywhere. And it just goes to prove that, you know, it doesn't matter how long you've been married, you can get creative and you can have fun and sex can be amazing. That's why I love that he puts in 25 years, because I read all his posts about, you know, like, oh, well, we were in the van, then we were in the attic, and we thought about going to the beach when it's like 40 degrees, and just wow.
Yeah.
Rebecca says, the biggest win was getting our 2-year-old to sleep in his own bed for a month. Oh, my gosh.
Win.
So we could have intentional alone time. We did 20 of the 30 positions. Okay, so I have to ask.
Amazing.
Is the two-year-old now staying
in bed?
In his own bed.
Yeah.
Beyond the month so that the two of you can continue. Just curiosity. Oh, Gloria, they're on a coffee break.
Right now.
Way to jump in and join us.
Yeah.
On your coffee break.
Hey, and Gloria, you're on a coffee break. So if there's any questions you guys have as you're going through the coffee break or have gone through it, love to hear it. I mean, let's bring those questions, you guys, because honestly, we want this to be fulfilling for you guys and to be able to walk away and go, oh, okay, this is a question or questions we've had. Mm-hmm. Let's ask those now and not hold on to them because somebody else is probably thinking about it as well. Karen, I thought this month was going to be the Evel Knievel position. Just something
funny
just
how we do that.
Sweet something. Just yeah. Sweet something. You know, just I feared coming out of the 30 day, just get something just sweet and nice. We're into November.
And just a little bit so you guys know the production side of it. We actually dropped the position in early in the month for what's coming up. So those are actually already planned. So that's why Evel Knievel did not show up there.
Yeah, that is true as well.
That's true.
We did try a new position
together.
He's still
in his bed. So, yay!
We're going to bring, hopefully I'm going to bring that one in either now or January.
Yeah.
Just some things that are coming up, just so you guys know. Mm-hmm. November 12th, we have our Love Deeper workshop. That's going over the Symbis Plus assessment and report.
Yes.
So if you guys are interested in that, make sure you sign up, oneextraordinarymarriage.com/lovedeeper. It's really great. It's about a 2 to 2.5 hour workshop that Elisa and I are basically standing here just like this. But instead of us just asking questions and just sort of giving highlights, we're going to go over every single page of that 18-page report. And we really begin to break it down. We pull out ours. And then we also ask or answer your questions page by page. And then we've already said it, the One Marriage Conference. The theme this year is Dream Again. We're in San Diego, Henderson, North Carolina. And then we're looking for two more spots. Dallas is one of them, and we'd love to be in the Northeast or the Northwest for that fourth one is what we're looking at. So,
Justin, welcome. Gloria says, we're finding coffee breaks so incredibly helpful, and we're only on our second one.
Oh, right.
I love that because it's amazing what that intentionality does, and you can see the impact so quickly of doing that. And Ashley, we do not have the dates for Dallas yet. We're still trying to find a location.
Still working on Dallas right now. So we don't have a date. Looking at May timeframe though. Mm-hmm. So for us next year, just as an FYI, is going to be a bit crazy because our oldest becomes a senior. And as you guys know, we're huge football fans. Mm-hmm. He has started out of 10 games. He started 8 games on varsity this year, mm-hmm. most likely starting his first playoff game coming up in a couple weeks. So fall is going to be really difficult for us because we do not want to miss any of his games next year. So we're going to try to put everything in a little bit closer to that early fall. So we can
probably August, like everything will be to the best of our ability will be happening before August in terms of conferences. Because once about the second week of August comes, we're a full on football family.
Yeah.
And those of you that have kids that play sports, you know what we're talking about. So especially with that being his senior season. Richard says Northeast like Boston or even Portland, Maine.
I think it would be more like a Boston if we could make something happen, more like a Boston, New York, somewhere like that. Just so folks from Maine, Vermont, Connecticut, the states that are a little farther north could come down.
And it still provides room for people, you know, it's easily accessible for people.
For other folks. Yeah.
Yeah.
So that would be our goal there.
We're not ruling anything out. If we can, you know, find a location in both the Northeast or the Northwest, you know, to see what that looks like. We know that those are two areas that we haven't gotten to yet.
Yep.
And so while we're really excited at the start of the year, we're on both coasts within 3 weeks. That's going to be exciting. I mean, potentially there are almost 1,000 people that will be impacted by the one family within the first 90 days of the year.
Yeah.
And so you think about what the ripple effect of that's going to be like, you know, just people getting exposure to the one family and learning what you guys already know. And yes, Karen, if Chicopee comes through, then you know that we will be in Chicopee.
You got it. So moving forward, this month is all about gratitude. That's what the position post is on. Hopefully you guys are enjoying a little different spin to that, you know, that gratitude tic-tac-toe, making it more of a a game instead of something like what we're doing in the group together, right? Like every day we have that daily gratitude check-in. And really it's just a time of year where we just come off of an amazing month. I mean, Sextober, the 30-day sex challenge, no matter where you ended up in that, there was a win somewhere. And I think so often in marriage, and Elisa and I can get into this as well, is it's so simple to be finding those faults in our spouse or finding faults in things that are going on around us with our family, with loved ones, whatever it may be. And so this month, as we really start going into 2020, is we really want to encourage you to have that mindset shift, mm-hmm. especially around your marriage, because that's what One Extraordinary Marriage is about, right? In looking at that and taking that time, and I share with myself, it's like I'm not typing out every day what's going on, but every night I am writing in my journal just a one-liner of what I'm grateful for.
And that's that practice of gratitude. It's amazing. You know, I see it a lot with my coaching clients, right? Because that negative spiral happens so quickly, and it literally is like a snowball. It becomes this avalanche of and so to reverse that, you get into this place of saying, okay, you know, I am going to find something to be grateful mm-hmm. for. And whatever you focus on in your marriage, whether it's the negative things or the positive things, whatever you focus on, you're going to find more of. So this is a month where, you know, like you said, coming off the 30-day sex challenge, moving into November, and potentially the craziness of the holidays, inserting this month of gratitude and being really focused on this not only allows you to kind of bask in the afterglow of October, but to actually prepare yourselves for what December is going to look like, and to actually go into December more unified and closer and really seeing the positive in your spouse. And if you were just like, oh, well, you know, whatever, Thanksgiving's on the 28th, and you know. So Aubrey says, do you find yourself writing down points to bring up during the coffee break? Sometimes I feel like I forget the whole week and can't remember what we did all week. That sounds like Tony.
Yep, that's me. So you find points. Yeah, I mean, let it flow, Aubrey. I don't think there's any right or wrong way to express that. Like if you're going down and you just need to write down some points to bring up so that way it's top of mind, by all means. I do notice though when Elise and I will do ours that it's okay if a question is asked and it takes a few moments for either myself or for Elisa to respond. I think a lot of times we want our spouse to be like, oh, but don't you remember on Monday? But it's like, now it's Saturday and there's been a lot of life and things have gone on. And so Elisa and I have given each other a bit of grace to be able to just go, hold on, let me think about that. And just sit on it, because a lot of things do come up. And so to write down some points, by all means, yeah, I'm getting better, I would say, with remembering what's happening. I think a lot of it is just trying to release stuff from my brain by writing it down mm-hmm. or just getting things off of my brain. So it's not, I used to be one to just try to hold everything up here. And so I would forget a lot of those amazing moments that Elise and I would have together. William, welcome.
Yay.
Thank you, Karen. And so whatever you're doing this month, stick to your gratitudes, right? Just stick to it. It wherever you want to do, however you want to express that to your spouse, just make it happen. And remember, guys, we are going into the busy time for many of us, right? With Thanksgiving, Christmas, New Year, we're going into this time. And so we have to be intentional in our marriages. And that's why we really wanted to do this call in our monthly chat early in November mm-hmm. to really remind you guys that we got to be intentional and we got to take action. Because if not, these 2 months can go by like that. And you're going to end up in January wondering where the heck and what the heck happened to your marriage. So let's not let that happen to us. So hold on. I saw Letitia said something up here.
I write things down during mm-hmm. the week to talk about during our coffee breaks. Boom. Tammy says the same thing. And you know, Terry brings up a good point, good things and things we need to talk about. And so that's, you know, I tell my coaching clients this all the time, like it's not a bad thing to have, you know, notes written down, or that, you know, you've got your notes app open and you're just like, hey, I've got a couple of things. The challenge comes as if it's a laundry list of things, mm-hmm. right? So when you're having your coffee break, what are the most important things, especially if it's the stuff we need to talk about, what are the most important things? Mm-hmm. Because you want your spouse to want to come to the coffee breaks. And it's, if it's always a list of, well, this didn't happen and that didn't happen and this didn't happen and that didn't happen, they're not going to want to come.
Right.
Right.
Ashley
just said, Ross just reminded me, I need to give him more grace, patience, during our coffee breaks. And, you know, and that's a learned skill. Mm-hmm. You guys, I mean, I will tell you the first few times, probably more than a few and many times in between, when we've done a coffee break, we both have an Italian background. There's some fieriness in the two of us. And we've also learned over the years how to be really direct with one another. Mm-hmm. And so in that, there are times when we'll just kind of like puff up our chest and we'll get direct and, you know.
One thing to always remember though, too, physical touch. You're on the same team. Mm-hmm. Are you in your coffee break? Are you across the table from each other? Or can you reposition yourselves so you're side by side? Remember, like we talk about this a lot on the podcast about where is our stance when we're in conversation? Are we going to battle each other like face to face, or are we going to come, you know, side to side? So even in that coffee break, think about that. Hey, a hand on the hand, a hand on the knee, you know, an arm around your spouse, whatever it may be, those can break down the tension that may be building up. A kiss. It helps. You got to get outside of, oh my goodness, we got to get this done. It's just another thing on our to-do list. Mm-hmm. Is it something that needs to get done? Yes. Is it the end all if you don't get through every single question? No. You know, extend that grace. Stephanie, welcome. Casey, welcome.
One of the things I want to say to that too.
Katya, welcome.
And they may actually still be in their challenge because
Katya
and Kyle got a late start because he was out of town for the first 2 weeks.
Well, let us know.
Yeah. How's it going for you guys with the challenge? But one of the things with that, because sometimes with the coffee break, it is nice to actually be able to see the other person.
Yeah.
And so a variation on the, like, we're directly across the table from each other, and something that it didn't even dawn on me that we do this until just now when we're having this conversation. Tony and I will actually sit, like, you know, if the table's a square, we sit on two sides next to each other. So we're not directly across. It's kind of at an angle. And it's just enough to soften the, as Tony has said on stage more than once, when Elisa is peering into my eyes, it's like she's staring into my soul, and it's so intimidating.
It is. She's right. Piercing.
Piercing. Soul.
It's hard.
So that slight, just soft coming to an angle of sitting on two, what is that, perpendicular sides for all the math people. It just allows me to still see what's going on in his face, but obviously not to be so intimidating.
Yeah.
Tammy says we do one good one, one hard one, and one good in that order. I actually am doing, like, I just read an article about that, that sandwich method.
Yeah.
That is, and like everybody does the same, that's another word for it, the good one, the hard one. But there's some research now that's saying that people still get stuck on the hard one. Mm-hmm. And so in that sandwich method, like.
Yeah, it's like sandwich method is you give something good, you praise somebody, you give them the tough negative, and then you finish it off with another praise. But
I'm doing some research on this because I was totally fascinated at the fact that they're like, oh, that may not be the most effective way. And I'm like, what else is out there?
And here's the thing though, too, you guys, here's something crazy just to think about how our minds work. You can, and this is just my journey and Elisa and our journey with One Extraordinary Marriage. Honestly, we could get 20 praises and then we'll get a 1-star review. And for some reason, that 1-star review will just tweak me. And I can't even remember like the 20 amazing folks that have just said their lives have been transformed. And then I really have to get myself out of that, like, whoa, 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 what's really happening? And so when our spouse does it, think about that. Like, they could say, we could be doing 30 days of gratitude, right? And you could do 20 days. And then you give them one negative, and it can really hit them. And then they could go into a place of either, you know, they can close off, they can become a volcano, they can get just tweaked about it, whatever may happen. And so it is interesting, but we all face those. Mm-hmm. We all go through those. And yet we set things up. We set up our intimacy lifestyle. I mean, geez, Greg and Kylie had it out of the, I mean, they've knocked it out of the park. If you haven't seen it, go in to see what Kylie and Greg have set up, because they see the intimacy lifestyle for all areas and all intimacies of their marriage. Mm-hmm.
And Tammy went on to say that, you know, that when they say one positive and then one negative thing, you can't respond for 30 minutes. So you really have to go into this place of processing. Instead of reacting. And that's an interesting twist on this, because so often when we hear something negative, as human beings, we want to defend ourselves. We want to justify our position. We want to say, well, you're wrong, you know, whatever it is. And so to have that built-in pause to go, okay, hold on, let me just process what my spouse said, and then we can come back in 30 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. Great question about the coffee break. Love that one. Any other questions, you guys?
Do you have any questions about Love Deeper? Because you may have seen it in the position post.
Lindsay, great to have you join us.
You've heard us mention that it's coming up on the 12th. Some of you have actually already done it. Some of you I know have signed up and you've gotten your reports. So there's folks in all across the spectrum. But if you've got questions and you want to know, you guys actually get to ask, you know, kind of those like what's it like type of questions before next week. Everybody else outside the club, they just show up. Yeah. So if you have questions about that, we're happy to answer those as well.
Yeah. We're still in our series, just as an FYI.
Yes,
let's talk about sex. We're going to have one coming up on talking to your kids about sex. Mm-hmm. What's the other ones that we have coming
so
up?
So after, well, first of all, after having kids.
After having kids.
Talking to your kids.
Talking to your kids.
What's
the other one?
Is that 4 or 5?
I think we got one more in there.
Yeah.
So be ready for that. And then in December, we're going to go into a 4-part series called Dream Again, which is the theme for the One Marriage Conference. And we really want to begin to setting the stage for 2020. We're going into a new decade and really working with you guys. We're going to be talking a lot about that dream again. What does it look like no matter where we are, from being newlyweds, 1 year married to 25 plus years married? How do we continue to dream again for what's ahead? Ashton, welcome.
Gosh, oh my gosh.
You don't have kids yet.
She still has 3. She hasn't had the twins.
Well, she hasn't had the twins yet.
Yeah, okay. But
that's
like,
what I mean.
She still has kids. Ashley asks, how similar is it to premarital counseling? We did a premarital survey type thing, and Ross is curious on the differences and benefits. This is a great question.
Yeah.
And there's all different types of surveys out there. This is actually, like, for a long time, we never did any type of marriage assessment here at One, because I couldn't find one that I felt met everybody's needs. So this is going to give you an 18-page report that is going to cover everything from your, you know, family relationships, friend relationships, personality, your time styles, how, you know, where your greatest sources of conflicts,
mindset,
where you're most harmonious, mindset, your views on sex, things like that. What I have found in talking to people that do premarital, and I actually use a variation of this assessment for the couples I do premarital with, is that time and time again, I'm told, we never covered this in premarital.
Mm-hmm.
We didn't talk about the hot topics. We didn't talk about how I want you to communicate with me. We didn't talk about how my personality and your personality interact. And I didn't know that because you're here on the personality wheel and I'm here on the personality wheel, this is actually where we're in sync, or this is where the challenges are.
Mm-hmm.
And so because of that, I have found so many couples just literally go through the report and it's like, you know, the 4th of July, because the light bulbs are going off. It's like, oh, even for us, we've done this now twice. We did it when I first became a facilitator, and then
earlier this year.
Yeah.
And here's what I would say too, for anybody who's looking at it, the cool thing about the report that I like personally, there's colors, there's graphs, it moves, it flows. It's not all the same thing of just like bar graph, this is where you are, this is where your wife is. And so they really make it, I want to say entertaining, but it's visually appealing. That kept me like engaged and able to look at it. And we'll be sharing ours as well and how we've grown and learned through this, because celebrating 23 years of marriage, you think, oh, everything's just great, you know, it just keeps rolling. But every time we do that, things shift, things change, and we're constantly learning about ourselves. So it's definitely one of those tools that you get And you can do it again every couple of years and just use the recording that we send out as just sort of a, oh, okay, well, let's just look at and see what Tony and Lisa are talking about and just follow along. So Ashton, Monday. So everybody be praying for Ashton and Cade. She will be delivering twins. This will make their family five kids, seven of them. So that's going to be awesome for them. Brenda, welcome.
Yes.
As we told Brad, we're excited to see you guys when you guys go to the Tahoe couple getaway here in a
2 weeks.
Little under 2 weeks.
Yeah.
So, Karen, we are talking about doing the love deeper. Our church does it for premarital. Yep. But we are in neither. Yeah. And that's what happens. I mean, we do these things for premarital. And yet, even when you do it in premarital, what we hear from all the premaritals who come to us after they've gotten married, even though they've gone over some sort of assessment, they're like, that didn't even cover what we thought we would be dealing with once we got married. So once you're married, and even the longer you're married, there's just so much we have of where we've been and where we're going that you can use that for the good.
Well, and I just want to say one other thing, specifically to you, Ross and Ashley. I mean, you guys shared with us that you've been married 5 years. Mm-hmm. And so where you were 5 years ago, before getting married, before having kids, before any of that, and where you are today, mm-hmm. I think you'll be amazed at just the knowledge that you gain from each other. Because like we've often said on the show, you know, who you married, they're not the exact same person they are today. Right? Tony was just telling somebody the other day about how, you know, when we were dating, we used to go to Taco Bell at midnight. Like that was like living large for us, right? Taco Bell dollar. Well, it wasn't even a dollar menu. It was less than a dollar menu.
Less. I mean, hey, as we're talking about that, I just love to hear, like, what was something goofy you did with your spouse when you were first dating? And just share in the chat. I would love to hear, because I think those are fun things to hear about. Michelle, the amount of information in the report is well worth the money, in my opinion. Michelle and Jonathan were in our last one that we did in June. So they just went through it with us just recently. Thank you. Another question from Ross. Besides the intimacy, lifestyle, cooperating, and walk and talk, what is the most beneficial thing you have done for your marriage?
Ooh, why don't you give an answer and I'll give an answer.
One of the most beneficial things I've done for my marriage. Wow. Those are my three big. I think for myself personally is, I think as I've grown older, I try not to, and I don't say, I shouldn't say I don't, but I try not to explode or get frustrated as much as I used to. I think I have a little bit more grace in that. There are definitely times when I don't.
Okay, good.
There are definitely times when I don't. But I don't let everything bother me. And I just, like, there are things that I remember when I was younger that seriously would just tweak me. Like, you finish the toilet paper, put the toilet paper on. And that would tweak me. Like, seriously. Now it's just like, all right, where's toilet paper? Like, let's just get this on here. We're a team. Let's do that. So that's something I would say, you know.
For me, I think, you know, one of the biggest things for us is we really got serious about making time for ourselves without the kids.
Yeah, that's been a big
one. And so, you know, sometimes that's walk and talk. Sometimes that's just going for a drive in the car. Sometimes that can be simply just like, hey, I'm running to the grocery store. Do you want to come with me? And granted, it's a function of our children being older. But I look back and I realize there were so many opportunities when the kids were younger. And maybe they'd be with grandparents or they'd be doing, and we would still go off and do our own things. And I realize now as we're getting ready to release one into the world next year that having that time is why I know that when we are empty nesters, that we'll be okay.
Yeah.
Right. So just having that intentional time. What did they say? We always kissed at red lights, like make out kissing. Doesn't happen as much anymore. And we constantly wonder why. Stop wondering and just start
doing.
Yeah. That's an easy fix.
Yeah. That's an awesome one. That's something you did before. Let me see. Richard, after almost 25 years, we are learning new things every day. Sometimes it is a happy reminder of things we forgot, and sometimes it's things we have just changed or adapted. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Justin, would you say the name of the survey that you're talking about again? Okay, so it's what we put on is called the Love Deeper Workshop. Mm-hmm. The assessment we use in the report we go over is called Symbis Plus. And at this point in time, they probably had over 2 million people go through it. So what they, all the data that they aggregate and then push back out into your report is bar none, probably one of the best. And I think they have probably one of the better algorithms. And again, those styles. So that's what it's called though, Justin. Tim will be out of this time, but we will be in for the next intimacy. Awesome, Gloria. Yep, we'll probably do it, I would say, probably like late February, early March of next year is the next one, just because of all we have going on.
And with that, what I would say too, obviously he's gonna be out of town, but for any of you that maybe you can't make the live workshop, we automatically, you know, as with virtually everything we do here at One,
we have a replay.
All the registrants get a replay. And if you've got questions after getting your report, you can always submit those in advance. Yeah. And so we will match those up with whatever page so that when you're listening to the replay, you can get your questions answered as if you were live.
Yeah.
So I just want to say that.
Karen, we used to ride the merry-go-round with kids until Marty barked.
Okay, so maybe don't bring that one back.
Yes, Simbus yes. Plus. Weekly date nights, even if it means sending our kids upstairs. Awesome, yes. Gloria. Boom, thanks. You're welcome. Welcome. Yeah. So, you know, it's just, it's another tool in your toolbox. Mm-hmm. We would be lying to you if we said, oh my gosh, you're going to take this report and everything's going to be better. No, this is still marriage, mm-hmm. and we're still human beings, and we still have our idiosyncrasies and how one acts and how the other reacts and how we act under pressure. But it allows us just to see it as a couple. Mm-hmm. You know, there's so many personality assessments out there, but they're individual, and those being great, and yet, if we're in a marriage, then what are we using to build up our marriage? What's the assessment that we get to look side by side and say, this is Tony, this is Elisa. And because of that, that's why we like this. I'm not saying that the other ones are wrong. I know right now, and has been for some time, the Enneagram is huge, which is really crazy because Elisa and I did a podcast on Enneagrams probably 8-9 years ago when I was looking into it. I don't like it as much anymore. I was looking into like 8-9 years ago and I was like, this would be really cool. And it is, but it really sort of goes, well, this is my number and this is your number and you got to figure it out. Where I really think it's helpful to have that next step of like, this is who you are and this is who I am and this is how we blend together, right. Looking at it on one page because we are married. And how do we do that? Kim, welcome.
You're welcome.
Martin, literally, yes. Yeah. So that's where we're at, you guys. We're coming up to 30 minutes, a little bit over. So if there's any other questions, we'd love to answer it. Oh, man. Oh, I just want to share, though, we loved the time we had with you guys and at the during the 30-day sex challenge, mm-hmm. and just getting here on a weekly basis. Not sure we can do that every month because it does take a lot out of us in terms of just what we're providing and what we're doing. We still got a lot going on, but we do want to make sure that we're jumping in here maybe one more time. And it may be impromptu stuff where we're just going to put it up that day and just go, hey, today, XYZ time, we're jumping on. And it may allow us to move that time frame a little bit more for different folks to be able to get in, because we know a 5-8 can be a little tougher. So maybe try to put something in the morning, maybe in an afternoon. And that would be sort of like our secondary monthly chat, just to hang out with you guys and just more of like what's just happening, like real time, what's going on with Tony and Elisa that we don't really share elsewhere.
Yeah. And it's also like, we know, you know, via Instagram and things like that, there are a lot of questions come up that we don't also, like, it's not something that would be enough to go and put on a podcast, but we also know that if somebody's asking the question somewhere out there, that it's probably a question that those of you that are in the club, you know, kind of that inner circle, that you would want to know the answer to. And so we may even start working through, one of the ideas that we have is to start working through just answering those questions, right? You know, just taking a question and doing a short video on those as well, because, you know, time and time again, the thing that we hear you all value the most is the sense of community. And so it's continuously just going, okay, how do we continue to grow that so that this is, you know, what it is already, the number one community for couples that want to have better sex and deeper intimacy.
Yeah. So with that, we've had an amazing month.
Yes.
Gratitude, continue to do it. Happy Thanksgiving to each and every one of you. For those of you that are traveling or doing whatever as you plan your holidays, have a great time. You know, set up your guardrails if you need to around family, if it's needed. Think about that. We've done a number of episodes on that. You can look those up, but really go into it together. You know, if you guys are taking vacation, think about your sexpectations. What are you doing to set you guys up for success? Even if you're going to the parents' house, because I'm telling you, if you're traveling somewhere, one of you is thinking about, man, we're going to have sex a lot. Others of you are going like, it's vacation and we got Christmas and we got New Year's. And so it just means we're not doing anything. Have those conversations, because that's what the difference is between extraordinary marriages and those that don't. Right?
So use the vacation planner.
Use a vacation planner. That's in your partner area. It's in your marriage toolbox. Grab it. Elisa and I are actually on vacation from December 24th to the 29th. We are actually taking off and going to Cabo San Lucas with our family and getting the heck out of Dodge and celebrating a long football season. Hopefully a couple of championships, being CIF and state championship. But most of all, just to get a little R&R. So yes. Love you guys. Thank you, William, man. Been a blessing having you, dude, in the club, man. I love your input, dude, and your insights. So continue. Letitia, I just love having somebody here from the Bronx who is just like, I can just tell you're fiery, and I hope we get to meet you in D one of these days.
Yeah.
It would just be truly an honor to meet you guys.
Karen says they invited Kim and JR for Friendsgiving. Yay!
Right on.
When the one family gets together.
Right on. Ashton, man, we are praying
a massive
blessing
at Thanksgiving
over you as you give birth on Monday. You know, just believing for just healthy kiddos. Just an amazing, and Kate is just a rock star with all he's doing.
Yes, super Spider-Man.
Yeah.
The Nerf gun.
Yes.
I'm getting you a Nerf gun so you can take care of the spiders. Yeah.
Michelle, happy Thanksgiving. Thank you. We will see you in February. Yes. Looking forward to it. So happy Thanksgiving to you all. We'll have this up here within the next 24, 48 hours, which we normally do in the partner area. Obviously, it's in Facebook somewhere. So enjoy. Love you guys. Take care. God bless. And we will catch you soon. Love you guys.